Hello, and welcome to another episode where we dive deep into the stories behind the stories. Today, I want to take you on a journey through a project that really tested my storytelling skills and taught me some invaluable lessons along the way. Picture this: my inbox pinged with an urgent email about a historical project I'd been working on, and it wasn't going as planned. My heart sank a little as I opened that email. The project was about Maria Anna Mozart, or Nannerl, the immensely talented sister of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Her story is one that history has largely overlooked, and I was thrilled to have the chance to bring it to light. But as with many ambitious projects, things didn't quite go as smoothly as I'd hoped. Let's rewind a bit to when this project first landed on my desk. I was genuinely over the moon. Nannerl was a musical prodigy in her own right. An artist whose contributions have been unjustly overshadowed by her brother's fame and the passage of time. I dove headfirst into research, uncovering forgotten details and piecing together her life from hidden sources. At first, everything seemed to fall into place. I had piles of notes overflowing with insights and a vision for how to bring her story to life. But here's the thing. Initial enthusiasm can sometimes blind you to some fundamental pitfalls. As the project progressed, I realized that my passion had led me to overlook some critical aspects. I was so focused on showcasing Nannerl's brilliance that I glossed over the societal constraints and personal struggles she faced. It was a rookie mistake, and it diluted the impact of her story. I wasn't just telling the story of a talented musician, I was telling the story of a woman navigating a world that wasn't quite ready for her genius. This is a common challenge when trying to popularize historical figures. Balancing their achievements with the very real human context of their lives. Then, I faced the issue of complexity. I had delved so deeply into the historical nuances that the story became dense and, frankly, inaccessible. What was meant to be inspiring had turned into a difficult read. It's like trying to enjoy a symphony while constantly tripping over the sheet music. My colleague, Sarah, noticed my struggle and pulled me aside. She said, "You might want to consider simplifying the story. People need to connect with Nannerl on a human level first. The rest will follow." Her words hit me hard. I'd been so caught up in the intricate details that I'd forgotten the fundamental power of human connection. After all, stories are remembered 22 times more effectively than facts alone. So, I went back to the drawing board, determined to turn things around. I focused on crafting narratives that let Nannerl's personal struggles and triumphs shine through. I asked myself what made her relatable to modern audiences and how her perseverance could inspire others, even today. This approach transformed abstract historical accounts into something tangible and emotionally resonant. I incorporated vivid anecdotes about her childhood, her relationship with Wolfgang, and the immense societal pressures she faced as a woman in the 18th century. By humanizing her, I hope to make her story resonate more deeply. It's truly amazing how presenting historical events from a personal perspective can create an emotional connection with the audience, fostering a deeper understanding. Then, I revisited the narrative structure. I stripped away the excess, opting for clarity over complexity, ensuring the story flowed naturally. I wanted to ensure that anyone, regardless of their familiarity with classical music, could appreciate Nannerl's brilliance and resilience. After weeks of intensive rewriting and refining, I sent out the revised draft. The feedback was overwhelmingly positive. Readers were genuinely moved by Nannerl's story, and many reached out to express their newfound appreciation for her. It was incredibly rewarding and a powerful reminder of why I do what I do. Looking back, I learned some truly valuable lessons. First, Never underestimate the importance of connecting with your audience on a personal, human level. People are inherently drawn to stories they can see themselves in. Second, don't get lost in the intricate details that you forget the broader, compelling narrative. And lastly, always be open to feedback. Sometimes it takes an outside perspective to truly see where you might be going astray. If I were to tackle a similar project again today, I'd spend more time up front identifying the key human elements of the story. I'd also ensure to balance historical accuracy with accessibility, making the narrative both informative and profoundly engaging. This journey taught me a lot about uncovering biases in women's historical contributions and how crucial it is to amplify those voices in a way that's both truthful and relatable. So there you have it, a roller coaster of a project that taught me more than I ever expected. And if you ever stumble upon a historical figure whose story needs telling, remember to tell it like it matters, because it truly does. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found some inspiration in this story, and maybe even a little motivation to uncover some of those hidden stories around you. Stay curious and keep listening. Until next time.